This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، وهو حي قيوم لا ينام ولا يموت، وهو سبحانه على كل شيء قدير، خلق فسوى، وقدر فهدى، وأخرج المرعى، فجعله غثاء أحوى، ونشهد أن نبينا محمد رسول الله حقا، ونبي الله صدقا، بلغ الرسالة، وأدى الأمانة، ونصح الأمة، وكشف الله به الغمة، وجاهد في سبيل ربه ودينه حتى أتاه اليقين. فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على ذلكم النبي الأمي الكريم، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعليٍ، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وارض اللهم عنا معهم أجمعين، اللهم ارض عنا معهم أجمعين، اللهم احشرنا معهم أجمعين، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ثم أما بعد، all my dear respected brothers and respected sisters, what's the date of today? Definitely I'm not asking about June 16th, but I'm asking about our own Islamic calendar. What's the date of today? Anyone remember or knows? Dhul Qa'da, which day? Huh? 27th. Today is the 27th day from the month of Dhul Qa'da. Why I'm asking about this calendar? Because this is our own Islamic calendar. Yes, according to the regulations and civil laws, we deal with the Gregorian calendar in all our businesses and worldly life. But in our religion, in Islam, all kind of Islamic activities, it is connected to this Islamic calendar. Which month we fast? June, August, May, Ramadan. We fast the month of Ramadan. Which day of Eid al-Fitr is the first day of the month of Shawwal? When the day of Eid al-Adha comes, in which day and which month? The month of Dhul-Hijjah, the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. When Ashura day comes, it is the 10th day of the month of Al-Muharram. So every Islamic activities and worships, it's connected to our own Islamic calendar. And this calendar, the Sahaba of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, under the leadership of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, they all agreed upon this Islamic calendar. And they agreed, after long discussion, to appoint the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina to be the starting point of this Islamic calendar. That's why we say today is the 27th of the month of Dhul Qa'da of the year of 1444 after the migration, after Hijrah. It is very important, my dear respected brothers and respected sisters, to be aware of this Islamic calendar. It's your Islamic calendar. All your ibadat are connected and are regarding and related to this calendar. Very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about something like this in the Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala,
إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ.
The numbers of the month with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12 months per year. Each year consists of 12 months. Out of these 12 months are four sacred months. Al-Ashhur al-Hurum. What are these four sacred months? Can you name them? There are three consecutive months and one individual separated month. The three consecutive months are this month, then Dhul Hijjah, then Al-Muharram. Three consecutive months are from the four sacred months, from Al-Ashhur al-Hurum. And the individual separated month is the month of Rajab. Rajab Mudar, الذي بين جمادى وشعبان, as Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So we are living now in one of these four sacred months. The first sacred month out of the three consecutive sacred months, Dhul Qi'dah. What does mean to have Al-Ashhur al-Hurm, to live in one of the four sacred months? Allah said, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourselves in these four sacred months. Someone may ask, is it lawful to wrong ourselves other than these four sacred months? The answer is definitely no. It is haram. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong one another during these four sacred months. He meant by this, as our scholars said and explained, that when you commit any kind of injustice, when you wrong yourself, your own self, or other person, the punishment, the sins you will get is highly more than the sins of the same injustice you committed in any other month, will be double, multiplied. The same thing, the reward of doing any good deeds during the four sacred months will be much better and more, highly more than the reward of doing the same good deed in any other non-sacred month. So let's assume if you will get one sayyi'ah, one sin for committing any kind of injustice, in any other non-sacred month, you will get 10, 100, 1,000, million, Allah knows, sins of doing this, of committing the same sin during these four sacred months. If you will get 10 hasana in any other non-sacred month when you did any good deed, if you did the same good deed during the four sacred months, you will get more than 10 hasana, double, triple, 4 times, 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, 700 times more. Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are living in one of these four sacred months. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made three consecutive months while one individual separated month? Why all of them not came separately, scatteredly, or all of them consecutively? Because people used to perform Hajj, and they used to perform Hajj during at least 2 months of the, out of those three consecutive months. The month of Dhul Qi'dah and the month of Dhul Hijjah. And they need 1 month to come back from Hajj to their on dwellings and homes. Previous time. Nowadays, just 1 week, two weeks maximum, subhanAllah. And the month of Rajab, so many people, until now, by the way, used to perform Umrah during the month of Rajab. By the way, Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say anything about performing Umrah during the month of Rajab. But this is what most of the people got used to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to secure the way, the road to perform Hajj and Umrah. That's why He made these four sacred months, Al-Ashhur Al-Hurum, the plural of Haram. It is prohibited to commit any kind of injustice, any kind of oppression, aggression against anyone during these four sacred months. And if you committed any kind of injustice, any kind of aggression, oppression, you will get double, triple, more sins than getting in any other non-sacred month. And you will get more reward when you do any kind of good deed during these four sacred months. The second point I want to remind myself and you with, the performance of Hajj, Hajjatul Islam. If I ask how many of us performed Hajjatul Islam, alhamdulillah. I did it, alhamdulillah. Can I just see hands? MashaAllah, we have, but minority, still minority. Like other masajid, I used to go and ask the same question. Minority of our Muslim brothers and sisters who performed Hajjatul Islam, while the majority did not. But the question, why? Why, my respected brother, my respected sister, you did not perform Hajjatul Islam yet? If you have a valid excuse, that's okay. Allah will forgive you. Allah will not ask you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that as a condition to perform Hajjatul Islam, to be capable. Capable? Health-wise and financial-wise. If you are not capable, may Allah protect you and us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen, you are okay. No question, Allah will not question you about that if you have a valid excuse. But if you are, alhamdulillah, capable, if you are, mashallah, going here and there, having vacations, having fun, travel, and you have money, and alhamdulillah, you have good health, why you did not perform Hajjatul Islam until now? Al-Hajj, at least once in your lifetime, just once, is one of the five pillars of our religion, of Islam. As Rasulullah Muhammad said, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. The religion of Islam has been based on five pillars. The testimony, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, establishing the five daily prayers, fasting the month of Ramadan, giving the mandatory almsgiving, zakah, then performing Hajjatul Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have to be very thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not obligate us to perform Hajj every year. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it mandatory, obligatory upon every mature Muslim, male and female, to perform Hajj every year? Definitely it will be so hard. One of the companions asked Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this question. When Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ayyuha an-nas, inna Allah kataba alaykum al-hajja fahujju. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed performing Hajj upon you, so you have to perform Hajj. One of the Sahaba said, Afi kulli amin ya Rasulallah, every year is mandatory upon us to perform Hajj. Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not answer. The companion repeated twice. Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not answer. He insisted to repeat it thrice. Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got mad, got upset, and said, Dharuni ma taraktukum. If I didn't mention any details, just leave me. Do not ask about so much details. لو قلت نعم لوجبت. If I said yes, it will be mandatory upon every single Muslim to perform Hajj every year. ولما استطعتم. And you will not be able to do that. At least, my respected brothers and sisters, if you did not perform Hajjatul Islam until now, and alhamdulillah, you are healthy, and you are, alhamdulillah, you have money, you must perform Hajjatul Islam. This year, khalas, it's over. Have the solid and sincere intention, inshallah, for the next year. Just by having the sincere intention, solid and sincere intention, you will get the reward even if you did not become able to do for any valid reason. Allah will give you the full reward of Hajj because Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. The third point, just 2 days or maximum 3 days from now, we will receive the best and the most greatest, the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever. The most greatest 10 days ever in the whole world. We will receive them inshallah after 2 days or maximum 3 days, which is the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. This coming month is the month of Dhul-Hijjah. The first 10 days from this month might start on Monday, this come Monday, or maximum Tuesday, Allahu A'lam. Within 2 or 3 days, the month of Dhul-Hijjah will start. The first 10 days from this month, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about them, أَعْظَمُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ الْأُوَلْ مِنْ ذِلْحِجِّ. The most greatest 10 days ever. And he said also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمْ وَلَا الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَائِلِ مِنْ ذِلْحِجِّ. قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله, يعني في غير العشر. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا, وذكر حالة واحدة, إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله, يعني مجاهدا, ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no other days more beloved to Allah. There is no other days. The reward will be equivalent to or much better to than these first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. One of the companions said, oh Rasulullah, even making jihad, striving hard in the sake of Allah, in any other days other than these first 10 days, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even more and much better and more beloved to Allah than making jihad, striving hard in the sake of Allah, except for one case. A person, a Muslim, took all his money and went to make jihad and he did not come back with anything. He became a martyr and he lost all his money. This is the only case. Its reward can be equivalent to the reward of doing good deeds during this first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. فأكثروا فيهن من التسبيح والتحميد والتهليل والتكبير وذكر الله. رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said, so make تسبيح, say سبحان الله, تحميد الحمد لله, تكبير الله أكبر, تهليل لا إله إلا الله, and remember Allah as much as you can during these 10 days because the reward is tremendous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by these 10 days in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fajr, when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Yes, he said layalin, but our scholars of tafsir said he meant by these layalin, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijj. When Allah swore by something, it means that it is a very valuable thing. You have to pay attention to. So my advice to myself, then to all of you, to pay attention to this 10 days, which may start on Monday or Tuesday, until the day of Eid. Even the second day of Eid, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the second day of Eid al-Adha, said it is one of the most greatest days ever. After the day of Eid itself and after the day of Arafah. He said, يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ وَيَوْمُ الْقَرِّ. Then يوم العيد الأضحى. So these coming 10, 11, 12, 13 days from Monday or Tuesday are the best days ever. Do all kinds of good deeds. Fasting, reciting Quran, be righteous to your parent, be good to your relatives, be humble, be kind, benefit others, smile, do all kind of all good deeds you can do, because the reward is tremendous. One of these good deeds, Rasulullah said, even during the day of Eid al-Adha and the three Ayyam al-Tashriq, the second, the third, the fourth day of Eid al-Adha, is al-Adahi, the sacrifice, the Qurban. It is from the Sunnah to offer the Qurbani, the sacrifice, the Udhiyah, if you can. Some scholars, like Imam Abu Hanifa, said it is wajib, it is obligatory, while the majority of our Muslim scholars said it is Sunnah, it is preferable. It is preferable. If you can make Udhiyah, make Udhiyah. Not only one Udhiyah, make so many Adahi. Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to make Hajj, he offered 100 camels and she camels. 100. Other year, he did not make Hajj because he just made one Hajjat al-Wada'. In Medina, he offered two huge and two big sheep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is from the Sunnah. And it is one of the most beloved good deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these coming days until the day of Eid and the 3 days after Eid al-Adha, to offer sacrifice, udhiyah, especially to the needy Muslim. And we have so many needy Muslims. One of them, and that's why I'm here now, our Yemeni brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters in Yemen. You know, millions of Yemeni people are under the poverty line. United Nations classified Yemen to be the worst humanitarian crisis. Ahlul Yemen, the people of Yemen, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about them, أرق قلوبا وألين أفئدة الإيمان يمان والحكمة يمانية والفقه يمان. The people of Yemen, the people of wisdom, supposed to be the people of wisdom, the people of Iman, faith, the people of having tender hearts. Maybe that's why the enemies of Islam and Muslims are trying all their best to destroy them. It has been more than 8 years now, destroying the whole country. More than 21 million Yemeni brothers and sisters are under the poverty line. Alhamdulillah, we have a very good and very sincere brothers in the organization of Pure Hands. I know them personally. I came from Arlington, Texas, and this organization in Dallas, Texas. Very sincere, mashallah. They are Yemeni brothers, sincere brothers, and they are collecting any kind of help and send it to Yemen. Mashallah, they have collected more than 100 million, again, $100 million of medical equipment and assistance and medication, and they sent it to Yemen. They are collecting nowadays money for Adahi to send them to Yemen. Please be very generous with them, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. When you offer food to a hungry Muslim, you will be forgiven. you will be pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? We know the hadith that prostitute woman from children of Israel nation, may Allah protect you and us all, ya Rabbil Alam, just for offering water to a thirst dog, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her and admitted her to Jannah. How about if you offer food, meat, drink to a hungry Muslim brother or sister? It is very important, my brothers and sisters. Yes, do udhiya here. This is from the sunnah. But also send to your Muslim suffering brothers and sisters. And in Yemen, more than 85% of the whole population are suffering from starving, poverty, all kind of problems and hardship. Inshallah, right after the prayer, I will take from your valuable time, not more than 5 minutes. Try to collect whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for us. Inshallah, just 5 minutes after the salah, please stay with us. And we have two brothers, one brother on that door, and other brother on that door, having the flyer, the pledge card, the machine to use your card, inshallah. Please, very generous. Be generous. Because the more generosity will be, the more forgiveness from Allah you will get. The more blessing, the more mercy Allah will grant you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana, wa israfana fi amrina, wa thabbit aqdamana. وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا جميعا ومرضى المؤمنين اللهم ارحمنا وارحم جميع موتانا وموتى المؤمنين اللهم تب علينا وعلى العصاة والمذنبين اللهم ارفع البلاء عن كل عبادك المستضعفين في كل أرضك وبلادك يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بالظالمين المجرمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم خلصنا وخلص بلاد المسلمين من الظلم والظالمين والعدوان والمعتدين والخونة القتلة المكذبين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم آمين 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 فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد وأقم الصلاة إن شاء الله just 5 minutes after the prayer إن شاء الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب العالمين الصلاة القائمة صلى على محمد استقيموا استووا تماسوا تراحموا استووا اعتدلوا straighten the line may Allah have mercy on you touch by feet fill in the gaps if there is big gap a brother can fill it please yeah come to fill this gap Allah يجزيك الخير good yes yes Fill all the gaps, please. In a second. Allah yajzikum al-khair. Allahu Akbar. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Even if you have to leave, please do not deprive yourself from this reward, inshallah. At least one udhiyah, $160, at least, please. Our brothers in the Pure Hand Foundation, they have been working with Yemen more than 11 years now, mashallah. And as I just mentioned in the khutbah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled them to send. They send already $100 million medical equipment and all kind of health assistance. May Allah reward them, ya Rabbil Alamin. And they try to send food, send clean water to do so many good things. One cow in Yemen right now, one cow cost $1,100. One sheep or goat cost $160. Or 1/7 of a cow, one sheep cost the same cost of a sheep or a goat, $160. So if you can pay, if you can donate $10,000, may Allah reward you. $5,000, may Allah reward you. $2,000, may Allah accept and reward you. $1,000, less than that, even only one share, one udhiyah, $160. Can we start with $10,000? Allah has the all doors of generosity, subhanahu wa ta'ala. $10,000, brothers and sisters? $10,000? You mean, $10,000 is nine cows. Nine cows in Yemen will feed thousands of Yemeni suffering brothers and sisters. So $10,000, if any brother can afford that, inshallah, $10,000, barakallahu fikum, $10,000. How about $5,000? $5,000, almost five cows, less than five cows. $5,000, inshallah. $5,000. We have a brother on that door and another brother on the other door, inshallah. $5,000, brothers and sisters, barakallahu fikum. I don't want to take long time from your valuable time, and I know it's a working day. $2,000, inshallah. $2,000. I know that many brothers and sisters do not like to raise hand, to mention names. That's okay. Allah knows you. But please, do not leave the masjid without being part of this khair, of this goodness, inshallah. $1,000. $1,000, inshallah. Laijikum al-khair. $1,000. I promise you, jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you all. May Allah accept from you both, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept and bless your family members and protect all of you, inshallah. $1,000, barakallahu fikum. $1,000, karamakumullah. $500, $500, jazakallah khair, barakallahu fik, may Allah bless you, protect you, ya Rabbil Alameen. $500, the minimum is one share to get the full reward of udhiyah, even $160 for a goat or a sheep or 1/7 of a cow. This is the minimum for the udhiyah in Yemen, $160. Allah yajzikum al-khair. We have a brother over there and another brother over there. Please do not leave the masjid without participating in this khair. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. May Allah reward you all. May Allah accept from you and us all, ya Rabbil Alameen. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله يجزيك خير.
كيف حالك؟
الله يبارك فيك.
عندي فكرة صغيرة.